One day or two. Okay, we're holding a daf ches on the days. We're aiming to finish the amud and then start on a new sugya tomorrow. Be'ezus Hashem, the sugya of daf lamed on the days, the sugya of mashkin, balchov, umafeh who go ben, so on, makoros to follow. Okay, so we are in the middle of a sugya that's discussing me'inyin le'inyin. From Bedikas Chametz, we got onto the question of Shvuchei Mitzvah Ein Anizokin, which is the name of Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara mentions Rabbi Lazar twice in the Shaka V'Tarya, once with regard, if you remember, to the shot of the Braisa that says that you don't have to stick your hand, the Chornu is stuck in because of Sakana. And so one shot was the Sakana is a Sakana of Akrav, of scorpions, and we're discussing a case where the wall caved in. And the Gemara had a question there from Rabbi Lazar, why are you patur from Bedikas Chametz because of Sakana? Why not rely on this guarantee of Shluchei Mitzvah? The Gemara gave the teretz that it gave, that it could be you lost the machat, and you're continuing to look for the machat after you finish the Bedika. But if you would just be looking for the machat during the Bedika, the Gemara thought that would not take away the guarantee because of the idea of Shelezu Etzdaka, Yishvashi Yechye Bini, Arizit Tzadigamut. But if, because it's afterwards, that's where you're still in danger. That's why you're patur. The other pshat was the pshat of Abnachim by Yitzchak, that the Sakana is Sakanas Nachrim. The case is not that the wall caved in, but it's a wall between a Jew and a non-Jew's residence, and doing Bedika at night with a candle gives him a pretext, gives the Nachri, who's an anti-Semite, a pretext to create problems for the Jew, and that's a Sakana that's involved. So therefore, you're exempt from Bedikas Chametz, and apparently we saw it even by day. Once there's no Halacha Bedika at night, Nemela, you're off the hook for Bedikas Chametz, for the Mitzvah Bedikas Chametz, even by day as well. And again, the Gemara raises a question from Rabbi Lazar, why about Shvuchei Mitzvah Ein Nizokin? And here the Gemara qualifies that guarantee because of the pasuk in Shmuel that indicates, you see, there's a basis to be choshesh for that the mitzvah is not going to protect you. Why? Shchiach Hezekah. Shchiach Hezekah, other places where it says Kvir Hezekah, the Me'iri connects that to the rule called Ein Samchen Al Hanes. The Ha'ara, obviously, in Pshat is why didn't the Gemara say this earlier? With regard to the first hunting where I raised the kasha, the Me'iri sounds like the same answer basically does go for both. Maybe once we say it now, it follows as well for the earlier point. But meanwhile, we got into this in and of or Shluchei Mitzvah. What about when they return on their way back? So that's the next shlav of the sugya that we began to see yesterday, that Rav apparently wasn't so sure. What about the guarantee of Shluchei Mitzvah if the mitzvah is already over, right? We saw before with regard to the if a person is no longer doing the mitzvah and now they're in sakana subsequent to the mitzvah's bedikas chametz, so that doesn't no longer get covered by the fact that you did a mitzvah a few minutes earlier. The mitzvah's over, now you're just looking for a machat, so there's no guarantee anymore that you're protected. But here it's different. Here you did a mitzvah of going to a location to learn. Now, in order to be able to have gone to that place to learn, you have to go back. You don't have to look for a machat after bedika in order that there should be a bedika before that, mitzvah bedika. It's totally unrelated. That's why the Gemara thought there that there's no longer a protection. But the question is, does this, the haftacha, we'll see where it's learned out from, does the haftacha also cover the return trip? So Rav wasn't so sure. That's how we have in our Gemara. Well, Maisa, the Gemara is now going to quote Makoros that are going to indicate that the Shmira extends even to the return. Says the Gemara, we're holding here again, and when the lines widen, we have Itmar, second line. Amar Rav Elazar, the same Rav Elazar, Shluchei Mitzvah Ein Nizokin, here continues to elaborate. It's interesting. The Gemara quoted Rav Elazar halfway before, not the whole Maimah. If it was one Maimah, so the Gemara could have right away quoted the whole thing. But either way, the Maisa we have Rav Elazar, unless he said on two different occasions, Lo Balichasan, Lo Bachazirasan, not on their going and not on their returning. Says the Gemara, Kiman ki hai tana. Who does this follow? The following tana. The sanya. Now we have a braisa that's going to give us more makoros for the sanya. Isi ben Yehuda omer. Chabish amar Torah. The Torah says, the lo yachmod ishes artzecha, discussing aliyah l'regel, parshas kisisa. You have the whole pasuk, those Gemaras that quote the whole pasuk, ki oris goyim b'kim panecha, and so on. Nobody's going to covet your land while you're away on the mitzvah of Yilu Regel. When you go up and now you're more vulnerable, your land is there and who knows what could happen, damage people could prey on it, animals. While you're away on Aliyah Regel, your para, your cow, can be grazing comfortably without any harm befalling it. Same with your chicken. It can be pecking, doing its thing, and the animal that could normally attack is not going to cause any harm. This is part of the haftach of l'achem v'shas artzach. So that now the Braisa goes on and says, "V'ludvam kavachomer." This is regarding the animals. Uma elu shedarkan lazuk ena nizokin. Animals generally do get regularly get injured by other animals, by those who prey on it. V'nei adam shein darkan lizuk lachas kam v'kama. That there's not going to be any kind of misfortune that's going to happen. And here the Braisa goes on. This is why the Gemara quoted it. Ein li ela b'halicha. This is all with regard to going. Bachazara minayin. How do we know that it's true even returning? Talmud Lomar, we have another pasuk. This is in Sefer Devarim. Ufanisa v'aboker b'halachta l'ohalecha. Now the simple idea is the idea of lina. That Fanisha Vaboka, that after a person comes to be Ola Regel, the din is Tolan Lina, that you don't go home right away, Motsai Yantif, you stay overnight and then you go the next morning. But this idea of the Halachta Lalecha, so there's a drasha that we take from this, that Melamish Teich Vitim Salacha B'Shalom, you come back to your home and everything will be just right. And this is therefore a Makar specifically that the guarantee would apply even Bachazara. So now we're acquainted with a makar in Chumash, that we have a makar for halicha, that's l'yachem v'shas artzacha, and we have a makar for chazara, which is the Fanisa Baboker pasuk. Now, just to point out, we had an amid, a few lines up, that this guarantee of Shulchei Mitzvah has a limitation in the terms of Kfiyus Hazeka. So obviously, whatever the makar is going to be, we're going to have to mistama plug it in over here as well. We're going to have to assume that all that we're learning out from the psukim of Aliyah L'Regel, for example, this is all assuming that the hezek is not, you know, is not considered kviyas hezek. Even the case of the animals mistama, even though it's darkon rizok, like the Gemara says, that's not called kviyas hezek. There's a certain threshold, a certain level that you would say shchiyah hezek. Darkon Lizok is not Shkia Chazeka. Otherwise, it wouldn't jive with before. Before we said Shkia Chazeka doesn't have the guarantee. So obviously, again, there are different levels that we could be discussing. Rashi says, Krapi Shamar Torah, Mitoch Shamar Torah Kach, Anu Lemedim, Shevticha Kasif, Shalol Yuzak Mamono, that's the animals, the Koshkin Gufo, the Eindarka Lizok, the Adam Isle Mazla. Why is it, what does it mean, Adam Eindarka Lizok? Because he has a protection. The Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kama, Adam Isle Mazla. There's a certain force that protects a person. It's not as common for a person to get injured as an animal. So this is the Makor that Bachazara as well. In fact, the Gemara and Abi is Kasha, the Chemiacha, the Afilu Bachazira. In other words, you have here a pasuk that speaks to chazara, fanisa v'abok v'achdel alecha, that your home will be at peace. But we had the original pasuk, l'yachem v'shas artzacha, to tell me that the animals won't get injured while you're ola regel. That's halicha. If you have already a pasuk for chazara, that's a kal v'chomer, that the protection would be when you're on your way. Bigger chiddush is v'chazara. So Gemara acknowledges a point that says in a chanami. If you have the pasuk of chazara, that already gives you the basic halach of halicha, but there's another drasha that comes from the first pasuk. It says the Gemara, Kidravami, you'll have to assume that the first pasuk really is not needed for itself. In other words, Yirei could get that from the second pasuk, Fanisa Vaboka, but for Ravami's halacha, Dam Ravami, an interesting halacha that we once touched on back when, many months ago, in Gumim Abeis with the Tosfos. I remind everybody, halacha, that a person who doesn't own karka is patur from aliyah l'regel. Okay, we're not going to be able to go over the ins and outs of this, but just to remind everybody, where do we see it before? Tosis where? Gemara Beis. Why didn't the Tana, Rav Yudim and Beseira, fulfill the mitzvah himself of going to the ola regel for Karban Pesach? Tosis brought this Gemara that we saw many months later. Chesam Beis. This halacha of Rav Ami is interesting. Exactly what is the get of this halacha? Again, we discussed it at the time. It's a p'tur in what? It's a p'tur in Aliyah Rega, it's a p'tur in Pesach. What exactly does it mean? But this, it's a drasha in this pasuk. Kidrav Ami, Krakamas is Rashi, Kidrav Ami, us. Okay, so that we have a little bit more about this inyan of Halicha and Chazara. The Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam, Sitzrach points this out. Does he paskin? How does the Rambam paskin on this question in the Mashal of Ho'adam Sh'engel Karka in Ola Regel? So the Noda Behuda, the Tzrach, same person, often quotes Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. He's a very well-known Achron. You see him a lot quoted, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. So it's Hashas, I believe, or not one of those who's Mitzayin Torah, or whatever. It's one of the Tziyunim that you find inside the Gemara. He wrote many, many different types of Svarim, very, very interesting personality. I think that his yard site might be Heir, if I'm not mistaken. It's just a day that we all think about in a few days from now is Heir, the Shabbos. I believe Avshai Pick's yard site, you can check me on it. Anyway, Avshai Pick is mentioned here, Avshai Berlin, Mibresla. Asked the following question. He's quoted a lot in Noda Behuda's Tshuvos. Why didn't Rambam quote this halacha Rav Ami, Akodim Sh'ilu Karka in Ola Rega? So says the Cheskel Landau, Noda Behuda, Tzach, here's my answer. He assumes, in this question, with Shai Berlin, he assumes that there's no cholek on Rav Ami. But he says there has to be a cholek on Rav Ami. Why? Because why is Rav Ami allowed to darsh in this drasha, Adam Sh'imel Karka in Ola Regel from Lo Yachmo? Because he doesn't need Lo Yachmo to tell me the halacha of Shulchei Mitzvah in Nizokin Bahalicha. Because I know that from the pasuk of Panisa Baboker, Balach Dalecha, which is Chazara, so it's a Kavu Chomer to Halicha. But is it so clear that everybody's on the same page that there's a guarantee even on Chazara? After all, who was asked this question about Chazara? Can I take Achrayis for Chazara? Rav, and Rav wasn't sure. So you see, L'chol HaPachis, if Rav wasn't sure, so that means that you can't assume that he darshan Panisa Baboker, Balach Dalecha, that you'll find your home all safe and sound, because he wasn't sure the guarantee extends to that. So for him, he'd have to obviously rely on the pasuk Yachmadishisaratzacha to tell me the protection of Halicha. If that's what the pasuk is needed for, then you don't have a makkah for Ravan. This is the Cheshbin, very interesting Cheshbin that the Tzrach wanted to suggest. The only thing is, apparently, not everybody had the girsa that we have in the Gemara that Rav actually wasn't sure. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananya, take a look. In Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, they ask Rav, Hani b'nei Rav that are in the Sados, can they come b'layla b'shachar to Beis HaMedrash and go back? Omer lehen, says Rabbeinu Chananel, yavau alai v'out savari kilomar, yavau v'ani orev lehen. I guarantee, shilo yeh behem hezek, lo bibi asan, v'lo b'chazirasan, kiman ki haitanya. So what you have in Rabbeinu Chananel is obviously different girsa, varying girsa, that the Gemara actually has Rav responding, not, I don't know about return. And then the Gemara quoting Rav Elazar, which we noted is strange, the Gemara quoted Rav Elazar before, not the whole thing, but then he mentions everything and then Kaman, but rather Rav was the one who said, Rav Elazar didn't speak about Chazara, and Rav is the one who went on record as saying Chazara as well, and the Gemara connects that to the drasha of Nisa Vaboka. So then this pshat obviously falls away, this answer of the Tzlach, in defense of the Rambam, why the Rambam omitted the din of Rav Ami. Okay, that's the Cheshbin in very quick Cheshbin of the Tzlach. Yes, Yaakov.
Can't one read that in the Gemara itself and say, like, Lo
Yadana
Itamar or Rav Elazar? You don't know the statement of Rav Elazar?
Rav Elazar is after Rav. Rav lived before. Rav was in the first Amorayim. Rav is like the end of the Tanoim period. Okay. So Rav wasn't sure. So that was the Tzlach suggestion to Rabbi Shai Pick Berlin, that if Rav wasn't sure, then already you have Lo Yachmod needed for the din of Shulchei Mitzvah. You can't dash in Rav Ami. Let's see a little more in the Gemara. Amar Rav Avin, Rav Ad, Amar Yitzchak. So he had an interesting question, and we have to know how this connects to anything that we've been discussing. Let's take a look. Mitneima ein peres ginosar b'Yerushalayim. Why don't we have the luscious fruit that we find around the Kinneret? Peres Ginosar are very, very delicious. Rashi says, it means misukin ma'od. Kidamin bebrachas daf mem dalid. That's Vahinu Kineres, Shem Medina Beret Yisrael. So Perski Nosar are legendary fruit that are absolutely amazing to taste. And his question was, why don't we have that? Why did the Torah put it in the area of Tveria? Why didn't Hashem allow for these fruit to grow in Yerushalayim? And the answer is, Kidei Shelo Yu'ori Begolim Omrim. Now, again, let's pause it. What kind of question is it? Like, why should it be? Why should it be in Yerushalayim? Like, it's an assumption, right? That's a question. Why are they? What's bothering you? Okay, let's see. Kidei Shelo Yu'ori Begolim Omrim. So that the Ol Regolim will come and should not say, Amali Lo Alinu El Lecho Peres Kinos Yerushalayim Dayenu. Dayenu, we said not too long ago, Dayenu. It will be enough to be Ol Regolim just for that. That would have been the motivation, and Hashem didn't want Nimsas Aliyah Shelo Lishma. So that's why we didn't want to have Pirskei Nosar, which should have been in Yerushalayim. Kayotzi Bo, a similar idea, Rav Bistoy, Rav Yanai. The Pneima in Chamit Tveri, Birushim, hot springs, the spas. So Chamit Tveri is famous not just for Pirskei Nosar in that area of Kinneret, it's famous for the hot springs, and that would be a very wonderful way to relax for those who are Ola Regel. And again, the question assumes that that should have been, right? We'll have to see why that should have been, but that was the question. And the answer is a similar answer. Today, Shelo Yu Ol Regolim Omrim Imali Lo Alinu El Lirchot Bechami Tveria Dayenu the Nimtzis Aliyah Shelo Lishma. So this is why Hashem did not make it in such a way. What was the question? And then what is the answer? And how does it connect to anything we're discussing until now? The Tosafos HaRash, I think that the parents maybe also, says the question is as follows. Shirawi Haya Shayusha. Now the first question. Periskinosa, Mipneima. It should have been there. Why? The Mitzio Nishas Ha'olam. This is very apropos to coming to thinking about Eretz Yisrael, right? Rosh Chodesh Iyar today, Aleph Iyar. So Eretz Yisrael is already on our minds, the days that are coming up. Shirawi Haya Shayusha, the Mitzio Nishas Ha'olam. And from Tzion, the world was founded, was rooted, and it came out of that. The Shefa of the whole world flows from Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the energy forces that bring out this incredibly delicious fruit, so it shouldn't just be in Eretz Yisrael, in Tver area, in Kinneret, it should be in Yerushalayim, the heart of Eretz Yisrael. That's the first question. And he has a different idea. Mar says in Shabbos that Chamei Tveria is hot because it's aligned with the Pesach of Gehenim, and the heat comes in some way from there. And we know that there's three Pesachim to Gehenim, the Gemara in Erevin, I believe, Yutesia. So one of the Pesachim to Gehenim was in Yerushalayim, so then you should have Chamei Tveria that would be aligned with that. Yeah, I saw over Yantif, happened to be looking at one of the Haggadahs I had, the Mir Haggadah. They just collect from different... different one of the different Rashi Yeshiva from here, both in terms of Agada and Halacha, on the bracha of Aleh Geffen, which you find right before Nirtza, after Hallel, you bring the fourth coast and then you make an Aleh Geffen. So they have a comment on the bottom, Benocha, Ubnei Yerushalayim, Kodesh Meir Vimeinu, Valeinu Sacha, Benocham, Ripiya, Vinizam, Bituva. So on that, in those words, they bring from Rav Nachum, who's famous for all the lumdis that we're going to be talking about today that follow, all kinds of very subtle lumdis. This was his observation. Isa b'psachim dachkes in the days mipneima in peres ginosa b'yishalayim mipneima in chamit fer b'yishalayim b'ashkafa b'shona lo muvan hasheelos. What's the question? V'chi hakol tzarach lios b'yishalayim. So we just read the Tosafos HaRash. So he has it his way. He didn't quote Tosafos HaRash. Ela muchach eifo she'achen b'yishalayim ir hakodesh tzarach lios kol hatov. That's the premise of the question. Yerushalayim should have everything good. In Kayam Ezet Davar Tov Be'eretz Yisrael, Saruch Ulios Gam Be'Yerushalayim. V'im Yesh Ezet Davar Tov, She'eno Nimsa Be'Yerushalayim, Akorchach Tam Yesh B'Davar. Then it's a valid question. That's the reason. Okay, so interesting hashkafa that comes out of this line of Gemara. So the answer was, there is a reason. The reason is, if you're going to have it like that, all these attractions, the Chamei Tveri, the Peres Kinosa, the Aliyah will be Shelo Lishma. There's a very interesting idea of the Kli Yoker that I remember seeing in Parshas Be'eh. It's a beautiful Kli Yoker. It's very much apropos to this idea that we don't want the Aliyah to be Shelo Lishma. The Pasuk says in Parshas Be'eh that you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them how they have to destroy all the Avodah Zaras, which are found in all these very beautiful locations. Abe ta'avnas kol makomas shavdusham hagoyim al harim haramim bal hazvos, on the high mountains, on the hills, the tachas kolets banan, and under the leafy trees. You shall shatter those mizbechos that are in those locations. Lo sasim king Hashem okechem. You cannot do so to Hashem. Do not do what to Hashem. It's unclear what it means. The next pasuk, kiim b'mok m'shayivcha Hashem, mikol shivtechem wasim es shemo sham. But to the place that Hashem will choose. So there's various ways to understand the flow of the psukim. You look in Rashi. Rashi has several pshatim in how to connect the lo sasim king Hashem okechem to what it says before and what it says after. Kiim b'mok m'shayivcha. So the Kli Yoker is a beautiful idea. Says the Kli Yoker, l'fi sha'umos, the nations who the pagan worships, they chose for the location of their houses of worship the most attractive places, the Harim Haramim, the Eitz Ranan. Ki ein ha'eluyeh mechabdin es hamokom, el hamokom mechabdan. The real draw for the people to come to worship their Avodah Zaras was the fact that the places were very much in demand. It's a beautiful view, trees, everything. Because the real draw for the Avodah Zarah was not the Avodah Zarah, not that they're coming with Shema to worship the Avodah Zarah, they're being hooked by the gimmick, by the attraction, by what they saw as a nice scenic place to go, and then the Melech they'll also do the idol as well. No, Atem lo sasim kem Hashem Elokeichem, when it comes to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not based on that. It shouldn't be on that, based on those kinds of motives. So, and therefore, lo atem tiyu habochrim b'makom. It's not for you to choose. If you were to choose the place to have Beis HaMikdash, maybe it would be the Alps. Maybe it would be a lot of places in the world that could be very much of a draw for people. It's not going to be about you. You're not going to choose. Ki im hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. Ki Hashem yizbarach, hu yizbarach habocher, velo atem. Ki ein kivodo yizbarach tali b'makom, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechabid mekomo, therefore l'shichno sibrishu. L'shichno sibrishu. What you want to seek out is not the nice spa, the nice place, the nice scene, scenic, good. But what we want is ayi makom kivodo, ki hu yizbarach ikar v'hamakom tofelo. So mamish goes perfectly well with this memory in the Gemara. I just made the connection when I read the Gemara Pashat, that Kli Yoker just lit up in my head. This is mamish what the Gemara is saying here. We don't want to have, even there should have been, Peres Ginosa, Chamei Tver, no. So those of you, you know, sometimes think about, we're learning Torah, or sometimes it's not exactly the most attractive place. Sometimes it's nice to have a nice campus, but okay, listen, there are probably more beautiful campuses out there to learn. This is a muscle for life. You know, oftentimes, you know, again, you have to find a balance between where sometimes you have to get people, draw people in, but the real avoda should be lishma. This is what the Gemara is saying here, that the attraction for Olam Regalim should not be something extrinsic to the avoda itself. Why does the Gemara get mentioned here? It's a nice Gemara, these two statements. Why is it come in the Gemara here? What's the shaykhus to anything we've seen before? Yeah. So we saw before the Shliach Mitzvah idea that if you're not doing Lishma, but we saw the idea if you do Mitzvah and you're also doing it for an ulterior motive, it's not necessarily a problem. But maybe there's still a higher level of Lishma. But you're saying maybe not Shliach Mitzvah. So the Pnei Yeshua goes along these lines and he says, what if a person's Ola Regel? And then he stays in Yerushalayim to have a good time. And then he goes, makes his way home. Says he have the protection of Chazara. Second. Now, as we saw before, you're not nizal go b'halicha v'lo b'chazara. But that's if you are totally immersed in this, in the ruchnius. And then for nisa b'boker, next morning, you pack your bags and you go home. That's where the protection applies to you. Let's say instead of packing your bags, you hang around and have a good time. And then a few hours later, you head home. So it comes that your Aliyah now had the tinge of Shalosh Shema. It wasn't immediately coming back from the Ruchnius, from the experience. There was already this gap of hanging around for the Peres Ginosa or its equivalent. Then maybe it wouldn't extend that Shmira. Something like that is what the Pnei Yeshua says. All right.
It says, we're talking about the assumption is that every Tovah should be in Eretz Yisrael. The Tovah exists, it should be there.
Yeah, the way Nachum says it, it's like that.
The response of the Gemara is no, we don't want.
There's a reason why you couldn't.
So is that just like reneging on the original assumption? Like, meaning you should just have Tovah there?
No. It means like this. Conceptually, the concept remains a concept, but its application obviously means that there's going to be specific reasons why certain things may not be.
You mean a higher level, like more luxurious things, as opposed to maybe like sandals?
Yeah. If there's something which, look, it doesn't mean every single good thing in the world that's in Yerushalayim wouldn't automatically make a Shalosh Lishma. These particular things. Now he's going to go through the list of many other Tovos in the world. So either it's in Yerushalayim, what is the reason why it's not? The reason in these cases is because it's Aliyah Shalosh Shema. In those cases, there might be other reasons. It could be other reasons for why other things. But the idea that we should naturally imagine that Yerushalayim should be the Makkah for all good. The Tosef Rosh sees it more locally in terms of the Nishtas HaOlam, the Peres Ginosa is a Shefa, and the Chamit Tver is connected to Gehenna. Nachum is just saying that's the way it should be. Yeah. All right.
I can't help but compare this in my mind to like the halakha by Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Like the similar idea that we let you go because we're worried that we don't let you come back.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, is there any connection at all?
Yeah, I was thinking that right, we find this idea, Halichim Chazara, in that regard. Hatzalah relies on this, of course, when they do a call on Shabbos. But that's the sugi, and that's the sugi in Beitza. He tirusof and shem tchilasa, like you're quoting. I don't know that it necessarily is connected. I don't see anyone making the connection. It doesn't mean it's not what to think about. It could be. I mean, this is a different. Each thing is its own ish. But here, it's the guarantee of the mitzvah. That the mitzvah carries over some levels, because obviously, you're coming, so we want you to, it's also associated with your mitzvah. You're going back, it's connected to your mitzvah, so we don't want the mitzvah to be, not to be shomer, so the shmira extends back as well. All right, let's see, maybe see the Tosus, and then we'll see the last piece of the Gemara regarding the Mishnah. Shiyiske lo'om haba, this is in the top of the Amad HaRezit Sadi Gamor, this is a person who gives staka from an ulterior motive. Tosus has the question from Pirkei Avos, Gatnan. So the Mishnah frowns upon somebody who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of ulterior motives, for get reward. And here we see she is the Olam Haba, right? Even Olam Haba. Olam Haba is obviously a Nasik Habo Pras, and yet we say, here is a Tzadik Gomor. So what's the Kasha? Here, Tzadik Gomor, then how can you say, Altiu Kavadim? It could be Rashi is sensitive to this. Rashi says, "B'davar zeh, v'lo aminan shelo lishma oseh," right? Kiyam mitzvas boro, but Rashi might be alluding to the fact that, yeah, there might be a madrega in general, in avodas Hashem, in the general sense, an ideal of almanas, shelo almanas akabo pras. The mission doesn't mean that there's, something wrong be'etzem. There's a madrega that's higher. But meanwhile, haviz et tzadik gomor b'davar zeh. Tosus must have taken the Mishnah to mean that there's actually some kind of an Isser involved. We have to know what that means. What kind of Isser would Tosus be thinking about? Tosus has to now be machalek between two types of Shalosh Lishma, such as Avinash Yiskel Olam Haba. Tosus is machalek. This Tosus is found in other places as well. Haina Bechahai Gavna, Shemlo Tova La Osa Tova, Shul Mitzape, Toa Mischart Alef Dakusha Us. In other words, it's literally conditional. You're serving Hashem conditionally, and that I'm only doing the mitzvahs of Kadosh Baruch Hu because I want to have whatever it is I aspire to, including Olam Haba. But if I'm not going to have it, I'm not in. I'm opting out. So it's mamish on that level. Al menas lekabel pras. That's the problem in the case in Pirkei Avos. Avo misha ino toel mischaret. If you would, you also have this agenda. But if you don't have this fulfilled, this wish fulfilled, you don't have any retraction from what you're doing. That's not the same level. That's not a problem. That's what we're discussing here. Here is a tzaddik gomer, v'chei mashma pirish, sechs v'shoshan, perkam v'babasa. You can see that the context in which it appears. So Tosis is assuming, of, again, that the Mishnah is really discussing a problem case, which will be a real iser, if you will. And our case is not a problem because it's not almanas. Just in terms of connecting this to a place in Chumash where you can maybe latch on to, many Rishonim seem to connect the Mishnah Pirkei Avos with this pasuk in Chumash. It's in Sefer Devarim, Pashas Vespanan. The Torah says at the end of the, toward the end of the pasuk, Lo sinasu es Hashem Elokecha. You should not test Hashem as you did in Masa. Masa is a place found the end of Pashas Vishalach, where just before you have the story of Amalek, they were demanding water. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Matribuni Madi Matinasun es Hashem. That's what Moshe said to them. And then the pasuk here in Parshas Veschanan gives us, you could count it as a lav. It really is counted as a lav. Lo tinasu es Hashem. Don't test Hashem. So many were shown in the Rambam, for example, says it has to do with taking a Navi and doubting what the Navi is telling you, even if he's proven himself as a Navi and you dispute him. But other Rishonim take this to mean doing mitzvahs conditionally. We all know that that's the Gemara and Tainus Daf test, that when it comes to Meiser, there's an exception. You can give Meiser specifically for the purpose of getting wealthy. Question whether it applies to Tzedakah, for example, as well. But for sure, by Meiser, that's a special heter. So there's an Isser of Almanasu Kabul Pras. That's Gechorah, what Tosus would be alluding to. But the answer is, in our Gemara, it's not that way. It's not that you're doing it mamish. If, then, I'll do the mitzvah. If not, I really don't want to do the mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah, but I also have this kavana of Olam Haba. So that would be acceptable. How is it tzadik gomer? Yeah.
Hassan, there's two ways you can look at, like one, two, for Olam Haba. If you look at it as just like a reward, so that's an issue. But if you understand Olam Haba, it's just like big as a Hashem, so there's no problem.
Interesting. Me'in Zeh, I'll tell you, I don't know if he quotes it in his Sefer, but there are a number of chronim. I found this in at least four or five different places, a very eclectic different svarim. Like you have this in the Panim Yafos, the Hafla, the Talmud, the Rebbe Dachsem Sofer. You have it in the Malbim, Pashas Kisavo. I saw it in the Kedusha Slevi, the Barditchever, I forget where, in his Sefer. And at least in one or two Pesach MS. Very interesting. All machaving to the same idea. And they work it into Psukim and Chumash, where it sounds like Amnasatal Pras is totally fine. So they explain that, again, it's a little bit what you're saying, but maybe in a little different vein, that why does Hashem create the world? So there's a lot of answers to that. But the way the Mekubalim like to say it, and the Ramchal alludes to this, Kadosh Baruch Hu is a native. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all goodness. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, being a native by his nature, so he wanted to be able to give to us, in order for us to be able to zocher to the ultimate bliss of Olam Haba, the Dveikus and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he created the world so that we could serve him and do mitzvahs and be zocher to that goodness, not as if it were a freebie, as if we're just getting it without having earned it, but with the experience of having earned it. So it's a full experience of that goodness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, to experience it. So if this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, he wants to give schar to mitzvahs. And that's why he created the world. So on the one hand, we could say, if you do mitzvahs because you want to have that reward, that's what's called amnasa tabot pras. But let's say your agenda is not that I want to do mitzvahs so that I have that benefit of the schar of Olam Haba. But I do mitzvahs because I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to give schar, that Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be native should be actualized. So it's not about me. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm the vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give. So it's even higher. Rav Chaim Volozhiner also says, another Maor Malkum, Rav Chaim Volozhiner on the Mishnah, in his Pirush Ruach Chaim, his Nefesh HaChaim, which is, of course, you know, on Yanim of Musar and Shkafa, and you have Ruach Chaim of Pirkei Avos. He also says the same idea, that if it's Amnasa Kabul Pras, not about me, but about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he will be able to, he wants to give schar, he puts schar into the world, it's connected to mitzvah. So I want that will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be actualized. That's the highest medrash, that's even beyond, you know, stop doing the mitzvah without an agenda, because the agenda is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agenda. It's a very interesting machshav. Okay, we have limited time, so let's finish the Tosafot and then the last part of the Gemara. Melamish the Heparas Chavroa Be'efer. So this is Wayachmat Ishes Artsacha. This is the brasha of the Bahalicha. So where did he get this idea? Me'es Kadarish. You know, where did he get this idea of the para? So Yachmat Ish Es Artsacha. So Artsacha is your land. Where do you get the idea of the para grazing? Me'es Kadarish Es Artsacha Tafel Artsacha. Ukidrav Ami, this is now, if you learn out the halach, the inyan of Chazara from Phanisa Vaboker, then you don't need the other pasuk anymore. So that's going to be for Rav Ami, the imtom of Ahashta Es Lamali. And based on what he just said before, that the S is telling me the animals won't be injured, but now I don't need any of that. I have the other pasuk, which is Chazara, which is Kovachomer Halicha, then the S no longer is needed. Es Lamali. The midrash b'halicha, because the whole pasuk of halicha is not necessary of that lo yachmud. Read lo nichtav el mishum davish nischadish ba mishum. What's that? Mishum chidush. Chidush the artzach al kasav nami es the midrash afagav de lo itzrach. In other words, the chidush is artzach. What's the artzach telling me? What's the din of artzach? Kol adam. So once it's Artsakha, so the Torah writes the word S as well. What does he mean? So the Torah puts an extra word in. What does Tosis mean? It's very hard to know what Tosis means. It's the Torah just writes an extra word. If it's not really there for Halicha, so the S is Bachal, superfluous. So now it says Artsakha, it says S. What's the pshat? You could say that on a Braisa, on a Tana. Words of the Chumash. I think the pshat is as follows: that no, of course, if the whole halacha of halicha would not be necessary because I have the other pasuk, and there's nothing else to learn from the pasuk, then the whole pasuk shouldn't be stated. There's nothing that's telling me. Once the pasuk is written to tell me the din of Rav Ami. Now already, you can also include in the pasuk the din of halicha. And the din of halicha includes that the animals won't get injured. That's what the S is. So it's just that you need a Rav Ami to justify the pasuk. Once the pasuk is justified, you can already put into the din of halicha, which is, in fact, it's true. And the S could refer to the animals. But without Rav Ami, you wouldn't have to say S for the animals if the whole halacha wasn't necessary. Once you have Rav Ami, so now you have Artsakha, so put the S in, and then you can already darshan the other thing, even though you don't need to darshan. But at least it's telling me something. All right, anyway, that's the thing. Ari, did you have a question from before? Okay, let's go to the next part of the Gemara. This is the Inyan of the Mishnah. The Mishnah began, Malkam Shem Machlisim Bochamitz, Ein Tzarech Bedika, and then the Mishnah continues with, Ovame Omru, right? And what did they say? Shtei Shuros Bamartes. That you check two rows in the wine cellar. Makim shamit and bochamis. Says the Gemara, Martev mandach hashmei. Like, what? Who's mentioning Martev? Like, how does it come in? Rashi, the potro min abedika. The kamatana come v'amr me'amru. This Martev should be potter. Who's mentioning Martev? We just said imachis bochamis in self bedika. And what did they say about the Martev? Whoever talked about Martev mandach bedika? So how do you read the flow of the words? Hachi kamar. And now you have to explain. And that would also not require bedika, based on the rule that we just said. It's imach nisim b'chametz. That's what we saw in Amid Aleph as well, that if you don't normally bring chametz to the cellar, the wine cellar, the oil cellar. So what did they say? With regard to what did they say that you do need to check two rows in the Martev? Malkam shemachlisim b'chametz uvim istapek. When you're using that the area of where the wine is to bring up from there to the suda, that's called mistapek. So that's when you need it. Again, we saw this on the Amid Aleph that the mistapek also includes shemen as well. That's what comes with the Rambam and the Rach, which only by yayin. But l'maisa here it's talking about yayin. Rashi hachi kamar dikani reisha kol malkam shemachlisim b'chametz v'amin la'el. That's on Amid Aleph. Kol Malkam Masu Yinai Rasuye Otsus Yang B'Shemet. Mishem Achi Amina Uvame Omru Kaman Tzarech Bedika. What we're about to quote. Uvame Omru. The first Malkam Shemachlisim Bochametz Behechidami Kigon B'Mistapik. So now within that, what exactly has to be checked in the wine cellar? Machokis b'shamay b'shila. What did b'shamay say? The words of b'shamay are shtei shuros al pnei kol hamartis. That means two whole rows. But what does that mean? We'll see in the Gemara two possibilities. What does b'shila say? Not two whole rows, but shtei shuros hachitzonos, the outer two rows, shehen ha'elyonos, which are high up. So exactly what does that mean? Talk to Gemara b'shamay omrim shtei shuros. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Shtei shuros she'amru. The two shuros that were discussed in Bishamai means mina oretz v'ad shmei korah, from the ground until the ceiling. So what does it mean? It means the first row, when you're walking in, let's say from here, the first row, floor to ceiling, and then the row of barrels right behind. Right? So it's vertical one and vertical two. A1, A2, whatever you want to use in terms of your everything, you know. Okay, this is according to who? According to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yochanan Amar Shura Achas Kmin Gam. We'll see some Rashi. We'll go Pshat of Rashi. It means one like this, which is vertical. That's the one. And then the other one is the top layer of barrels, renos from the front all the way to the back. So it's like an L, right? Not one and one, but one and then, right? That's according to who? That's according to Rav Yochanan, all Pshat in Beis Shammai. Tanya Kavasid Rav Yehuda, Tanya Kavasid Rav Yochanan, Tanya Kavasid Rav Yehuda, Beshami Omim, Shtei Shuros Apnei Kor Amartev, Ushtei Shuros Sha'amru, Min Ha'aretz Hashmei Korah. That's exactly the pshat that we first said, two vertical rows. Tanya Kavasid Rav Yochanan, Shtei Shuros Apnei Kor Amartev, Chitzona, Ro'as HaPesach. The other one is what sees opposite the entrance. The Elyona, Ro'as HaKorah, right? That's the top that goes in, right adjacent to the beam, which is the ceiling. So the Fnim Himena, what is past the first set of barrels, meaning going into the room, the shalomate himena, what's below in terms of the higher layer of barrels from the front to the room to the back, ein tzarach bedika. So that comes out that that whole area, the second row, for example, right, according to this, would not require except for the top one. Rashi says, min ha'aretz ad shmei korah, shtei shuros she'amru b'shamay, min ha'aretz ad shmei korah, derech ha'otzrei yayin, the sadech of Yosem Shuros, these barrels were laid up in rows, ad shem malin koa karka hamartef, until the entire floor was filled. So then you have barrels on the ground level. The chosen manichin chavis al chavis kishuros hachtonos, like the first layer on the floor, you have a second layer above that. That's the second layer, again, of course, on the first layer. And then ad hakora, and again, higher, until you get to the top. But Ami Bishama, so Osa Shte Shuos Chitzonos, meaning Osa She Roa Es a Pesach, Al Pnei Rochav Ko Amartiv, again, across the whole width, Da Shua Shalach Areha, the Shua behind it, Sarach Udok Min Aretz, from the ground Ad HaTikra, Shnei Kora Kimo Shmei HaShemayim, means the top. Rav Yochanan Amar, Shte Shuos Shama Bishamai, He Shura Chitzona, the outer Shura Min Aretz Ad HaTikra, so that's the same. Bechozer ubodik. Then you go and check koach chavios ha'elyonos, all the top ones. Al pnei kol arko b'rochlo shamartef. Again, of course, the whole length and width. All the barrels are on the top. Sha'afhini kreis shura. That's also called a shura, if in a horizontal sense. In basalim los memalu lamata. If you're going to count from top to bottom, then it's called a shura because it's a shura like that. Gam is a Greek letter. He gimel Yevanis v'asuya k'min kaf shalanu k'chaf sucha shura achas k'min gam haine shura b'skifa. That means vertical. B'shura yona b'shkiva. That's horizontal. Ka'adam habode kosal habayis mi bachutz v'hagag. It's like the outside and then the roof. This is now vayter, right? Haroa es alkor. That's going on with Yisrael, right? Yeah. No, Yeah, now we get to Bisilo. Bisilo Omin, so what were the words of Bisilo? They don't agree with Bisham. Bisham is more machmir, kedarko, right? So Bisilo says the lesson of the Mishnah was not stay sure of the Kohamartes, but rather stay sure of Hachitsonos, the outer Shuros, Shehen HaElyonos. So it's a little ambiguous. First you're talking about outer, then you're talking about upper. So exactly what are the two shuros that Beso is referring to. So here as well, we have a machlokes. Amar Rav. So here we have Rav arguing with Shmuel. And this is, of course, we have to figure out, we hold like Basila, but now we're going to have to know who we follow in terms of Rav and Shmuel within Basila. Amar Rav Elyona, Yishalimata Himena. So according to Rav, what is it? We're talking about the first layer, and you're walking in from the door. So it's the Elyona, that's the Shur that's on top, going across, and then Lamata Himena, the one under it. So it's here, and then right under that. Shalimata Himena. Shmuel Amar Elyona v'shalefnimim himena. So it's not the second row and the first, you know, vertical row. It's behind it. Behind it, not under it, but behind it. Clear, everybody? I don't have a board, but everyone's clear. It's either one under the other or one behind the other. Okay. So Gemara explains why did each one say what they said in Ipshat and Beisila. My time at the Rav, Dayik Chitzonos. The lesson of it was Chitzonos. Chitzonos means you can't talk about what's behind because that's not Chitzon anymore. Chitzon means the row that's mamish facing the door, not behind it. Chitzonos. It says Elyonos Katani. Yep, something else is going to throw you off. Elyonos sounds what's on top, and now you're talking now a row below that's not a top anymore. So the Gemara, the miute tatoi de tatiasa. No, it's still called Elyonos relative to what's under that. You have many rows under that, so it's called Elyonos. The top two are called Elyonos. Shmuel amar Elyona b'shilfnimimena my taima daik Elyonos. He focuses on which words. Words Elyonos means that you want to have both of the both rows have to be on the top layer. I vachitzonos katania, but he's what's going to throw him off is chitzonos. The word of chitzonos is chitzonos, which means that it's the first, what's all the way in the outer. Now you're talking behind it. So that's more in than that. In other words, it's still called chitzonos relative to what is behind that. Yet rachia tani kavasi derav. So that means the two vertical, one under the other. The kutanai tani kavasi deshmuel bechusa kavasi deshmuel. That it's going to mean one behind the other. Rashi. My time at the Rav, the Lord by the name of Yonah b'shalefnim him, and why didn't he want to say what's behind it? The one behind is not chitzona because Savarav the Tana Masnisin b'chitzonos dok b'lishne. Which word is bedafka, which is not bedafka? So Rav felt that the word chitzonos has to be taken in the more dafka fashion, and therefore belyonos lo dak b'lishne. One of these words is obviously not precise. So the word that Rav wanted to be the precise word was the word chitzonos, and elyonos is lav dafka. It includes the second row as well. However, and what's the lesson? Elyonos tatayde tataisa don't shlishes v'shachdes. Three and below, the third row and below. That's called elyonos relative to that. Shmuel daik elyonos. So he wanted the Elyonos to be Bedafka, but Hashem Mata Lav Elyonah. He said, if you have to be Elyonos, you have to talk about what's behind. Tosu says a little bit more about why Rav is Medayik Chitzonos and Shmuel the other way. Nira Lari, the Rav Sava Deikol Medak Tfei Mi Chitzonos. The Rav wanted Rav Daik Chitzonos, Rav Sava Deikol Medak Tfei Mi Chitzonos. He wanted to make Chitzonos Bedafka. Mishum de Tanam Beresh. What did Beso say? The words were "stei shuros hachitzonos." So the first word that's used to describe the Rav is more bedafka. Sheino yonos, that's the Rav dafka. Chitzonos. I want them both to be chitzonos. So he wants it to be one and one under it, but it's both are chitzonos. What does Shmuel say? He would want to make the yonos bedafka. The yonos ikal medak. That should be the word that we want to make bedafka. Kim the yonos achitzonos kai. So Shein Elyonos is what's coming to me mefarish. So the phrase that's being mefarish should be the one that we should try to hold to a more tight literal meaning, and therefore he wants that to be the daska. So therefore he'd rather use that and say one and one behind it, even though it's not mamish chitzonos, because he wants Elyonos to be the word that's the daska. Okay, we can't say hadvan exactly, but we did Baruch Hashem at least Mishnah to Mishnah. And there's Hashem, a new sugya tomorrow, and a very hard sugya, and hopefully a very ishmaki sugya as well. Shkayach, everybody. We have to rush a little bit, but.